Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
So, Emma, the Gothic, as you mentioned, is often rooted in, you know, crumbling European castles and haunted, windswept moors. What defines the shape of the Australian Gothic?
So, when Gothic comes to Australia, it encounters a really different landscape from what we had in Europe, obviously. So, the traditional Gothic's really connected to those, you know, those Gothic castles and those, you know, rainy moors and things. You get to Australia and instead we've got, you know, desert spaces, this sort of rural outback. And so when Gothic comes here, it takes those sorts of traditional tropes, but it changes them. So instead of the castle as being this place of isolation and sort of oppression, the desert becomes that space as well. So we get the dryness and the sort of redness and the exposure of Australian spaces instead of that kind of enclosing, rich, lush kind of English Gothic.
Which is still very haunting in its own way.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our early writers, Marcus Clarke, described the Australian bush landscape as having this weird melancholy, so this sense that it's haunted by something sort of uncanny and strange and unfamiliar. And this is, of course, from a really European perspective, sort of looking at Australia as being this strange land.
And Emma, what drives people to kind of explore these depths of the Gothic?
Well, Gothic is all about our anxieties. It's about our fears, and it's often about what we won't admit to ourselves or what we won't say out loud. So it's about those things that we want to hide or that we find difficult to talk about or that we might feel guilty or ashamed of. So Gothic literature, I think, drives people because it's a place where we can explore and expose those sorts of things that otherwise might be too difficult or too traumatic to talk about. So it does that through all of its metaphors and things. So something like a ghost, for example, isn't just a ghost. It will represent something like a past trauma or a past injustice that's still haunting us in the present.
Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of taking that unknown, those unknown fears and kind of giving them shape.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we have, like, you know, idea of like vampires and ghosts and ominous landscapes as a kind of traditional, like, antagonists of the Gothic. Do we have some different sort of antagonists when we come to Australia?
Yeah, well, I mean, we do have some sort of monsters and ghoulies of our own. So the bunyip has often been used as a Gothic creature. But in Australia, perhaps we have less of that supernatural thing. We do have a lot of ghost stories. And the antagonist can sometimes be the landscape itself. So it becomes this sort of menacing place that might annihilate you, or you might go into the desert and disappear. It's also our history. So quite often the trauma that gets explored in Australian Gothic narratives is to do with colonisation, the violence and dispossession against Aboriginal people, all of these things that we still find quite difficult to address. Gothic gives us the language to kind of look at those.
And what do you find is one of your own favorite examples of the genre of Gothic?
The Gothic stuff that I like to read is perhaps not as well recognised as Australian Gothic, but stuff that's set in our hinterland regions. So books by Jessie Cole, for example, Jeanette Turner Hospital, that use our rainforests and sort of really lush places, which is different from that really typical Australian Gothic. But if you go back to the colonial period, then writers like Henry Lawson with The Bush Undertaker, some quite sort of exciting Gothic stuff. Barbara Bainton as well, her short story, The Chosen Vessel, is a really great example of this sort of idea of the menacing bush. And there's this lone sort of threatening swagman character who comes in and threatens a female living by herself. So Gothic can kind of turn our traditional Australian tropes, like the friendly swagman, really on its head. And I think that's what I really like about it.
Well, yeah, making the familiar menacing and strange is always been like a kind of linchpin of the genre. Yeah. And Emma, I guess with, you know, a lot of time we talk about Gothic, it feels very much rooted in the past and sort of very distant and, you know, far away. What kind of examples or forms does the Gothic take today, like in more recent times?
Well, we get a lot of really exciting Gothic stuff in video games, in film and TV. So there's a recent Netflix series called Tidelands, which is about these sort of monstrous sirens living on the Sunshine Coast at the beach. And that's quite Gothic in the way it sort of brings this European sort of mythological monster into Australia. We also get some suburban Gothic, so a lot of spaces in Sonia Hartnett's books are these Australian suburbs that are sort of quite oppressive and claustrophobic.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about it.
No worries. Thanks for having me.